Headlines this evening.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Sumbeko Musokotwane, has warned that withdrawing from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, program would have serious financial repercussions for the country. Dr. Musokotwane has explained that a significant portion of donor support is currently tied to Zambia's continued participation in the IMF program. He said if the country exits the program in October, nearly 4 billion kwacha in external financial assistance would be removed from the 2026 national budget. Dr. Musokotwane has added that the recent decision to extend the program by an additional year was driven by the smooth progress of its implementation and the IMF's approval of an additional $145 million disbursement, which will help sustain the country's economy in the coming year.
If we were to abandon the IMF program, or if we conclude it now, some of the financial support that we receive from various donors would lose that, because that financial support comes on the basis of an IMF program being in place. So, for example, support from the World Bank, support from the African Development Bank, support from the European Union, institutions, those would give us budget support. If we do away with the IMF program, there's about 4 billion kwacha that we can count out in the 2026 budget.
However, the minister has acknowledged that domestic debt remains a major challenge, primarily due to arrears left behind by the previous administration. President Hakainde Hichilema has described the late Local Government Service Commission chairperson and former cabinet minister Akson Sejani as a resilient and dedicated public servant who committed his life to the service of the nation. Speaking during the funeral procession, President Hichilema has urged citizens to emulate Mr. Sejani's life of diligence and commitment to national development and democratic values. The head of state has noted that Mr. Sejani made significant contributions to Zambia's democracy and public service throughout his career.
This is how Sejani would react to the head of officials. And how Sejani dedicated his life to the service of his nation. You heard from him back to you as a young Canadian graduate, joint government, state of school. Listen well to the public sector throughout his working life. And dedication, service to his country. Sejani contributed in many ways to the development of his country.
And representing the widow, Ilaya Milambo, said the loss has left a deep void in the family, describing Mr. Sejani as a devoted family man.
You have left behind a legacy of positive impact in the lives of so many individuals, both young and old. Your greatest legacy was being ever present, attentive, loving spouse, and a caring father. I will always be grateful to you for your genuine love and sacrifice you made for me, the children, the family, the friends, and the nation at large.
Police in Lusaka have recorded a total of 65 criminal cases during the 97th Agricultural and Commercial Show held from 30th July to 4th August 2025. According to Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi, this represents a 19% decrease compared to the 80 cases recorded during the 2024 show, with the majority 53 cases being theft from persons. Mr. Chilawi has also described that 19 contravention offences were recorded, primarily involving conduct likely to cause breach of peace. He adds that the total value of stolen property was 343,990 kwacha, of which 16,105 kwacha has so far been recovered. Mr. Chilawi has stated that investigations and efforts to recover stolen property are ongoing, and a total of 9 arrests have been made in connection with the reported cases.
The Zambia Police Service recorded a total of 65 criminal cases during the just ended 97th Agricultural and Commercial Show held in Lusaka from 30th July to 4th August 2025. The breakdown of reported cases is as follows: theft from person, 53 cases; general theft, 9 cases; assault occasioning actual bodily harm, 1 malicious damage to property, 1 and indecent assault on a female, 1. In addition, police recorded 19 contravention offences related to conduct likely to cause breach of peace.
Government has emphasized the importance of leveraging research collaborations with China to address critical national challenges, particularly energy insecurity, noting that rural electrification in the country remains at just 14.5%. Minister of Education Douglas Siakalima has highlighted that many schools, hospitals and businesses across the country are struggling to function effectively due to lack of reliable power. Speaking at the opening of the 2025 China-Zambia Research and Development Exchange Forum in Lusaka, Mr. Siakalima has described the event as a milestone in fostering academic innovation and driving national development.
Students from this Chinese university, one of the world's most prestigious institutions, are here in Zambia to study our power challenges and the impact of energy insecurity on communities. This is a critical area for our country. As many of you may know, Zambia remains among the nations with the lowest electrification rate globally, with access dropping to just 14.5% in rural areas. These challenges impact not just households, but schools, clinics, banks, and businesses. That is directly affecting our economic and human development.
And University of Zambia Acting Vice Chancellor Professor Boniface Namangala has noted that millions of Zambians, especially in rural areas, continue to live, learn and work without access to electricity, a situation that significantly hinders progress in education, healthcare and industry. Meanwhile, Belt and Road Institute of Science and Technology Chairperson Andy Liu has reaffirmed the institution's commitment to building a bridge of knowledge and innovation between China and Africa.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has called on mobile network service providers to urgently address network connectivity challenges in rural and underserved areas ahead of the planned phase-out of airtime scratch cards. This follows an announcement by the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, that all airtime scratch cards will be completely phased out by September 30th, 2025. In an interview, ZACA Executive Secretary Juva Sakala has noted that many consumers in remote areas still struggle to purchase talk time via mobile money due to poor network connectivity. Mr. Sakala has emphasized that ensuring seamless digital access for all consumers is critical to avoiding service disruptions and protecting consumer rights during the transition.
There are times when you have the issue of network where you cannot, you are not able to probably access any services.